The Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Vagina Monologues, written by Eve Ensler, is a collection of stories and monologues about women's experiences with their bodies. The book explores topics such as body image, sexuality, relationships, violence against women, and the power of female friendship. It also examines how society views vaginas and how this affects women's lives. The book begins with an introduction that explains why Ensler wrote it, to give voice to the silenced stories of women around the world. She then goes on to discuss her own experience with her vagina in My Short Skirt, which sets the tone for the rest of the book. In each chapter, she interviews different women from all walks of life about their experiences with their vaginas. In Because He Liked to Look at It, Ensler talks to a woman who was raped at age 14 and discusses how her relationship with her vagina changed after that experience. Other chapters explore topics such as masturbation, reclaiming cunt, menstruation, the flood, childbirth, I Was There in the Room, menopause, coochie snorcher that could, and aging, my angry vagina. Throughout these conversations, Ensler emphasizes that every woman has a unique story when it comes to her vagina, and that these stories should be celebrated rather than shamed or hidden away. By giving voice to these often silenced narratives, the Vagina Monologues encourages readers to embrace their bodies without shame or fear. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The power of the vagina. The vagina is a powerful source of pleasure, strength, and creativity. It is a source of life and a symbol of female power. Main idea number 2. The importance of consent. Consent is essential for any sexual activity and should be respected by all parties involved. It is important to understand the boundaries of consent and to always seek it before engaging in any sexual activity. Main idea number 3. The impact of trauma. Trauma can have a lasting impact on a person's physical and mental health. It is important to recognize the signs of trauma and to seek help if needed. Main idea number 4. The diversity of experiences. Every woman's experience with her vagina is unique. It is important to recognize and celebrate the diversity of experiences and to create a safe space for all women to share their stories. Main idea number 5. The role of language. Language can be used to empower or oppress women. It is important to use language that is respectful and inclusive of all women. Main idea number 6. The impact of religion. Religion can have a powerful influence on how women view their bodies and their sexuality. It is important to recognize the impact of religion and to create a safe space for women to explore their beliefs. Main idea number 7. The politics of the vagina. The vagina is often used as a political tool to control and oppress women. It is important to recognize the power of the vagina and to fight against its misuse. Main idea number 8. The impact of sexual violence. Sexual violence is a serious issue that affects many women. It is important to recognize the impact of sexual violence and to create a safe space for survivors to heal. Main idea number 9. The role of education. Education is essential for women to understand their bodies and their rights. It is important to provide comprehensive sex education that is inclusive of all genders and sexual orientations. Main idea number 10. The impact of the media. The media can have a powerful influence on how women view their bodies and their sexuality. It is important to recognize the impact of the media and to create a safe space for women to explore their sexuality without judgment. Main idea number 11. The role of men. men can play an important role in creating a safe and respectful environment for women. It is important to recognize the role of men and to create a space for them to learn about consent and respect. Main idea number 12. The impact of age. Age can have a powerful influence on how women view their bodies and their sexuality. It is important to recognize the impact of age and to create a safe space for women of all ages to explore their sexuality. Main idea number 13. The role of technology. Technology can be used to empower or oppress women. It is important to recognize the power of technology and to create a safe space for women to explore its potential. Main idea number 14. The impact of culture. Culture can have a powerful influence on how women view their bodies and their sexuality. It is important to recognize the impact of culture and to create a safe space for women to explore their beliefs. Main idea number 15. The role of the arts. The arts can be used to empower or oppress women. It is important to recognize the power of the arts and to create a safe space for women to explore its potential. Main idea number 16. The impact of sexuality. Sexuality can have a powerful influence on how women view their bodies and their sexuality. It is important to recognize the impact of sexuality and to create a safe space for women to explore their desires. Main idea number 17. The role of the body. The body can be used to empower or oppress women. It is important to recognize the power of the body and to create a safe space for women to explore its potential. Main idea number 18. The impact of health. Health can have a powerful influence on how women view their bodies and their sexuality. It is important to recognize the impact of health and to create a safe space for women to explore their health needs. Main idea number 19. The role of science. Science can be used to empower or oppress women. It is important to recognize the power of science and to create a safe space for women to explore its potential. Main idea number 20. The impact of society. Society can have a powerful influence on how women view their bodies and their sexuality. It is important to recognize the impact of society and to create a safe space for women to explore their beliefs without judgment. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The vagina is a powerful source of pleasure, strength, and creativity. It is the gateway to life and a symbol of female power. For centuries, women have been denied access to their own bodies and sexuality. However, the vagina has remained an enduring symbol of feminine energy. The power of the vagina lies in its ability to bring forth new life as well as provide immense pleasure. The walls of the vagina are lined with nerve endings that can be stimulated during sexual activity or through self-pleasure. This stimulation can lead to intense physical sensations that range from mild tingling to explosive orgasms. In addition to providing physical pleasure, the vagina also serves as a source of emotional strength for many women. It is often seen as a representation of femininity and womanhood, a reminder that we are strong and capable despite our gender roles in society. Finally, the power of the vagina extends beyond its physical capabilities into creative realms. Many artists have used it as inspiration for their work, from paintings depicting childbirth to sculptures celebrating female anatomy. The power of the vagina should not be underestimated. It is both physically pleasurable and emotionally empowering. By embracing this part of ourselves, we can reclaim our autonomy over our bodies while honoring our unique femininity. Main idea number 2. Consent is an essential part of any sexual activity and should be respected by all parties involved. It is important to understand the boundaries of consent and to always seek it before engaging in any sexual activity. Consent means that both partners have agreed to engage in a particular act without coercion or pressure from either side. This agreement must be freely given, enthusiastic, informed, and ongoing throughout the entire experience. It is also important for everyone involved to communicate openly about their desires and boundaries so that everyone feels comfortable with what they are doing. If someone does not feel comfortable with something at any point during a sexual encounter, then they should speak up immediately and stop whatever activities are taking place until all parties can agree on what will happen next. Respecting each other's boundaries is key when it comes to consent. If one partner does not want to do something, then the other partner needs to respect this decision without judgment or criticism. Everyone has different comfort levels when it comes to sex, so understanding these differences can help create a safe space where both partners feel respected. Ultimately, consent is about creating an environment where everyone feels safe enough to express themselves sexually without fear of judgment or harm. Respectful communication between partners helps ensure that everyone's needs are being met while still allowing for mutual pleasure and satisfaction. Main idea number 3. Trauma can have a profound and lasting impact on an individual's physical and mental health. It is important to recognize the signs of trauma, which may include difficulty sleeping, nightmares, flashbacks, depression, or anxiety. Trauma can also manifest itself in physical symptoms such as headaches or stomach aches. It is essential that those who are suffering from trauma seek help from a qualified professional. Therapy can be beneficial for those struggling with the effects of trauma by providing them with tools to cope with their emotions and experiences. Additionally, support groups provide individuals with a safe space to share their stories and connect with others who understand what they are going through. The long-term effects of trauma should not be underestimated. It is important to take steps towards healing in order to move forward in life. With proper care and support, individuals can learn how to manage their symptoms and live healthier lives. Main idea number 4. The diversity of experiences is an important concept to recognize and celebrate. Every woman's experience with her vagina is unique, and it is essential that we create a safe space for all women to share their stories without fear or judgment. We must acknowledge the diversity of experiences in order to better understand our own bodies, as well as those of other women. It can be difficult for some women to talk about their vaginas openly due to cultural taboos or personal discomfort. However, by creating a supportive environment where everyone feels comfortable sharing their stories, we can learn more about ourselves and each other. This knowledge will help us make informed decisions about our healthcare needs and sexual practices. We should also strive to ensure that all voices are heard when discussing issues related to female anatomy. Too often, certain perspectives are excluded from conversations because they don't fit into the dominant narrative. By recognizing the diversity of experiences among different groups of people, including race, gender identity, age, ability status, we can create a more inclusive dialogue around these topics. At its core, the diversity of experiences encourages us to embrace our differences while still finding common ground in shared experiences. It reminds us that no two journeys are alike, but that together we have the power to shape how society views female anatomy. Main idea number 5. The role of language in empowering or oppressing women is an important one. Language can be used to create a culture that either celebrates and respects the diversity of women, or one that marginalizes them. In her book The Vagina Monologues, Eve Ensler argues that language has the power to shape our understanding of gender roles and expectations. She encourages us to use language that is respectful and inclusive of all women, regardless of race, class, sexuality, age, or ability. Ensler believes it is essential for us to recognize how words can both empower and oppress women. By using language which acknowledges the unique experiences of different groups within society, we can help create a more equitable world for everyone. This means avoiding terms which are derogatory towards any group, as well as being mindful not to make assumptions about someone's identity based on their appearance. Language has the potential to be a powerful tool in creating positive change for women around the world. We must strive to use words which celebrate diversity rather than perpetuate stereotypes and discrimination against any group. Main idea number 6. Religion can have a profound impact on how women view their bodies and sexuality. For many, religious beliefs shape the way they think about themselves and their relationships with others. Religion can be used to both empower and oppress women, depending on its interpretation. In some cases, religion is used to control female sexuality by placing restrictions on what is considered acceptable behavior or dress. At the same time, religion can also provide an opportunity for self-reflection and growth. It can offer guidance in understanding one's own body and sexuality, as well as providing support in navigating difficult decisions related to sex and relationships. By creating a safe space for women to explore their beliefs without judgment or fear of retribution, we are able to foster an environment where individuals feel comfortable expressing themselves. The Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler provides an important platform for discussing these issues openly and honestly. Through her work, she encourages us all to recognize the power of religion in shaping our views of ourselves, while also recognizing that it does not need to limit our ability to make informed choices about our lives. Main idea number 7. The vagina is a powerful symbol of female sexuality and autonomy. It has been used throughout history to control and oppress women, often through the use of shame and fear. In many cultures, it is seen as something that must be hidden away or kept under wraps in order for women to remain respectable. This type of oppression can take many forms, from laws restricting access to contraception or abortion services, to cultural norms that dictate how women should dress or behave. In her book The Vagina Monologues, Eve Ensler argues that we need to recognize the power of the vagina and fight against its misuse. She encourages us to challenge oppressive systems by speaking out about our experiences with sexism and misogyny. By doing so, we can create a more equitable society where all people are respected regardless of gender identity. It is important for us all, men included, to understand the politics surrounding the vagina in order to combat its misuse. We must work together towards creating an environment where everyone feels safe expressing their sexuality without fear or judgment. Main idea number 8. Sexual violence is a pervasive issue that affects many women around the world. It can take on many forms, including physical and psychological abuse, sexual assault, rape, and harassment. The impact of sexual violence goes beyond just physical harm; it can also have long-term emotional and psychological effects on survivors. Survivors may experience feelings of guilt or shame, depression or anxiety, difficulty trusting others, fear of intimacy or relationships, flashbacks to the traumatic events, and more. It is important to create a safe space for survivors to heal from their experiences with sexual violence. This could include providing access to counseling services as well as support groups where they can talk about their experiences in an open and non-judgmental environment. Additionally, educating people about consent and healthy relationships is essential in order to prevent future instances of sexual violence. The Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler provides an important platform for discussing issues related to gender-based violence such as sexual assault. Through her work, she has helped raise awareness about this issue while also creating a safe space for survivors to share their stories without fear of judgment or stigma. Main idea number 9. The role of education in empowering women is essential. Women need to be educated about their bodies and their rights, so that they can make informed decisions about their health and well-being. Comprehensive sex education should be provided to all genders and sexual orientations, so that everyone has access to the same information. This will help ensure that everyone is able to make informed choices when it comes to matters of sexuality. Education also plays a key role in helping women understand the importance of consent and respect for themselves and others. It is important for young people to learn how to communicate effectively with each other, as well as how to recognize signs of abuse or coercion. By teaching these skills early on, we can help create an environment where healthy relationships are encouraged. Finally, education can provide a platform for discussing issues related to gender inequality and violence against women. Through open dialogue, we can work together towards creating a society where all individuals are respected regardless of gender identity or expression. Main idea number 10. The media has a huge impact on how women view their bodies and sexuality. From the images we see in magazines, to the messages portrayed in movies and television shows, it is clear that our society places an emphasis on certain body types and sexual behaviors. This can lead to feelings of insecurity or shame for many women who do not fit into these narrow definitions of beauty or acceptability. It is important to recognize the power of the media and its influence over how women perceive themselves. We must create a safe space for all women to explore their sexuality without judgment or fear of being judged by others. This means providing resources such as books, articles, videos, podcasts, etc., that discuss topics related to female sexuality in an open-minded way. We also need to be aware of how our own attitudes toward sex may be influenced by what we see in the media. It is essential that we challenge any negative stereotypes about female sexuality that are perpetuated through popular culture so that all women feel comfortable expressing themselves sexually without fear. Main idea number 11. The role of men in creating a safe and respectful environment for women is essential. Men must be willing to take responsibility for their actions and understand that respect is not something that can be taken away from someone else. They should also recognize the importance of consent, both verbal and nonverbal, when engaging in any kind of physical or sexual activity with another person. Men need to learn how to listen without judgment and create an atmosphere where women feel comfortable expressing themselves freely. This includes understanding the power dynamics between genders, as well as recognizing the different forms of oppression faced by women on a daily basis. It is important for men to challenge traditional gender roles which often limit what it means to be a man. By educating themselves about these issues, men can become allies in the fight against sexism and violence against women. They can use their privilege as male members of society to speak out against injustice whenever they see it occurring around them. Ultimately, this will help create an environment where everyone feels respected regardless of gender identity or expression. Main idea number 12. Age can have a profound impact on how women view their bodies and sexuality. As we age, our physical appearance changes, as does our relationship to sex and intimacy. For many women, these changes can be difficult to accept or even understand. It is important for us to recognize the impact of age on female sexuality and create safe spaces where all women can explore their sexual identity without fear of judgment. In The Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler, she emphasizes the importance of creating an environment that allows for open dialogue about female sexuality regardless of age. She encourages us to talk openly about our experiences with aging and its effects on our relationships with ourselves and others. By doing so, we are able to better understand each other's perspectives while also providing support in times when it may feel like no one else understands. It is essential that we continue having conversations around this topic in order to ensure that all women feel comfortable exploring their own unique sexual identities at any stage in life. We must strive towards creating a society where everyone feels accepted regardless of age or gender expression. Main idea number 13. Technology has the potential to be a powerful tool for women. It can provide access to information, resources, and opportunities that were previously unavailable or difficult to obtain. Technology can also help create safe spaces for women to express themselves and connect with other like-minded individuals. However, technology can also be used as a tool of oppression against women. For example, it is often used by abusers to control their victims through surveillance and manipulation. It is important that we recognize the power of technology in both its positive and negative forms when it comes to empowering or oppressing women. We must strive towards creating an environment where technology is used responsibly and ethically so that all people have equal access to its benefits without fear of exploitation or abuse. The Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler emphasizes this point. We need more than just laws, we need a culture shift in how we think about gender roles, relationships between men and women, sexual violence prevention strategies, and most importantly how we use technology, Ensler. By recognizing the role of technology in our lives today, both good and bad, we can work together towards creating an equitable society where everyone has access to the same rights regardless of gender. Main idea number 14. Culture has a profound impact on how women view their bodies and sexuality. It shapes our beliefs, values, and attitudes about ourselves and others. In many cultures, there is an emphasis on physical beauty that can lead to feelings of inadequacy or insecurity in women who don't fit the idealized standard. This can have a negative effect on self-esteem and body image. At the same time, Culture also provides us with positive messages about femininity and female empowerment. We need to recognize these messages as well as those that are more damaging so we can create a safe space for women to explore their beliefs without fear of judgment or criticism. The Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler is an important work that explores this issue from multiple perspectives. Through her stories, she encourages readers to think critically about gender roles in society and how they shape our understanding of womanhood. Main idea number 15. The role of the arts in empowering or oppressing women is an important one. Through art, we can create a safe space for women to explore their potential and express themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. Art can be used to challenge traditional gender roles and stereotypes, as well as provide a platform for female voices that are often silenced by society. It can also be used to celebrate the beauty and strength of womanhood, while providing an outlet for self-expression. At its core, art has the power to bring about social change. By creating works that reflect our experiences as women, we can help shape public opinion on issues such as gender equality and violence against women. We can also use art to inspire others to take action in support of these causes. In this way, art serves not only as a form of expression but also as a tool for activism. Ultimately, it is essential that we recognize the importance of the arts in promoting positive change within our communities and societies at large. By using art to empower rather than oppress women, we have an opportunity to make real progress towards achieving true gender equality. Main idea number 16. The impact of sexuality on women is undeniable. It shapes how we view our bodies, our relationships, and even ourselves. Women are often taught to be ashamed of their desires or to feel guilty for expressing them. This can lead to feelings of insecurity and low self-esteem. It is important that we create a safe space for women to explore their sexuality without fear or judgment. We must recognize the power that sexuality has in shaping our lives and work towards creating an environment where all forms of sexual expression are accepted and respected. By understanding the impact of sexuality on women, we can begin to break down barriers that prevent us from fully embracing our own desires. We can also learn more about how different cultures view sex and gender roles, which will help us better understand each other's perspectives. Ultimately, it is essential that we recognize the importance of exploring one's own sexuality in order to live a fulfilling life as a woman. The Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler provides an excellent platform for discussing these issues openly and honestly. Main idea number 17. The body is a powerful tool for women, and it can be used to both empower and oppress them. Women have long been judged by their physical appearance, with beauty standards that are often impossible to meet. This has led to feelings of shame and insecurity in many women about their bodies. However, the body can also be a source of strength and self-expression for women. By recognizing the power of the body, we can create an environment where women feel safe enough to explore its potential. In the Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler, she explores how society's attitudes towards female sexuality have shaped our understanding of what it means to be a woman. She encourages us to challenge these norms and embrace our own unique femininity without fear or judgment. Through her work, she highlights how important it is for us all, regardless of gender, to recognize the role that our bodies play in shaping who we are. By creating spaces where women feel comfortable discussing their experiences with their bodies without fear or judgment, we can help foster greater acceptance and appreciation for ourselves as well as others around us. We must continue striving towards creating an environment where everyone feels empowered by their own individual identity, including those whose identities may not fit into traditional gender roles. Main idea number 18. The impact of health on women's bodies and sexuality is undeniable. Women are often faced with a myriad of physical, mental, and emotional issues that can affect their overall well-being. From reproductive health to body image concerns, the effects of poor health can be far-reaching. It is essential for women to have access to quality healthcare in order to maintain their physical and mental well-being. When it comes to exploring one's own sexuality, having good health is key. Poor sexual health can lead to feelings of shame or guilt, which may prevent individuals from engaging in healthy sexual relationships. Additionally, certain medical conditions such as endometriosis or pelvic inflammatory disease can cause pain during intercourse, which could further inhibit an individual's ability to explore their sexuality safely. It is important for women to feel comfortable discussing any issues they may have regarding their bodies and sex lives with a trusted healthcare provider who understands the importance of providing comprehensive care tailored specifically for them. By creating safe spaces where women feel supported when talking about these topics, we can help ensure that all individuals receive the best possible care. Main idea number 19. The role of science in the lives of women is an important one. Science can be used to empower or oppress women, depending on how it is applied and who has access to it. It is essential that we recognize the power of science and create a safe space for women to explore its potential. Women should have equal access to scientific knowledge and resources so they can use them as tools for their own advancement. Science can be used by women to gain greater control over their bodies, health, and reproductive rights. For example, advances in medical technology have enabled more accurate diagnosis and treatment options for many conditions that disproportionately affect women, such as endometriosis or polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS. Additionally, research into contraception has allowed us to better understand fertility cycles, which gives women more autonomy when deciding if they want children or not. At the same time, science can also be used against women's interests. Historically, there have been attempts by governments around the world to limit access to abortion services through restrictive laws based on pseudoscience rather than evidence-based medicine. Similarly, some countries still practice female genital mutilation despite clear evidence showing its harmful effects. It is therefore vital that we ensure all people, regardless of gender, are able to benefit from scientific progress without fear of discrimination or oppression. We must strive towards creating a society where everyone has equal opportunities when it comes to accessing scientific knowledge and resources. Main idea number 20. Society has a powerful influence on how women view their bodies and sexuality. From the media to our peers, we are constantly bombarded with messages about what is considered attractive or desirable. These messages can be damaging, leading to feelings of shame or insecurity around our own bodies and sexualities. It is important that we recognize the impact of society on how women perceive themselves and create safe spaces for them to explore their beliefs without judgment. This could include providing resources such as books, articles, support groups, or even just having conversations with friends where everyone feels comfortable expressing their thoughts and opinions. By creating these safe spaces for exploration and discussion, we can help empower women to make decisions about their bodies based on what they feel is right for them rather than what society tells them should be right. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.